The last HER2 issue addressed by the think tank faculty was selection of chemotherapy to accompany trastuzumab. In a pre-meeting survey, three of the faculty indicated that they primarily use the non-anthracycline regimen TCH, and the rest generally include an anthracycline. Dr. Mackey began by reflecting back on the December 2006 San Antonio presentation of findings from CIRG Trial 006 that led this group and the NSAVP to use TCH as the control arm in the next study, the so-called BETH trial of TCH plus or minus bevacizumab.
A year ago, when we presented the second analysis of 006, it was again, a finding that was a bit of a lone cry in the woods. But I think over time, we've got some interesting data coming from a number of sources that perhaps there is something to this HER2-anthracycline interaction. In addition, that the toxicities that we're looking at, cardiotoxicity, leukemogenicity, are perhaps being recognized as real concerns, particularly in evolving data we'll talk about in a minute, in the women who are older and over 65. And in addition, we're realizing, I think, that we're all very hopeful that the adjuvant anti-angiogenic strategies in the HER2-positive populations are going to be the way forward. And to do so, it would require a relatively non-cardiotoxic background, given that all the currently available agents have some potential risk to exacerbate cardiotoxicity. So I think over the last year, there's a number of reasons why people may be considering this more strongly.